It was a hotspot of black culture, jazz and blues on The Avenue, on this moment of Indiana history. Presented with support from the Indiana Historical Society, presenting Holidays in the Heartland, featuring holiday vignettes through the decades, now through December 31st. Information at indianahistory.org. With increasing numbers and concentration of African Americans in cities like Indianapolis, Gary, Fort Wayne, and Muncie, black entertainment in Indiana flourished during the period from 1930 through the 1950s. Although establishments like Gary's Louisiana Kitchen existed within the African American communities of many Indiana cities, it was Indiana Avenue in Indianapolis which became nationally known as a hotspot of black culture. It was along The Avenue that many black entertainers launched their careers, playing jazz and blues in establishments with names like Walker Casino, Cotton Club, Danny's Dreamland, and the Blue Eagle. Unlike the Harlem Renaissance in Harlem, clubs in Indiana were unique in featuring African-American entertainers playing to audiences almost exclusively made up of other African-Americans. This situation fostered the development of a unique cultural phenomenon that was wiped out with the racial integration of entertainment venues in the early 60s. This moment of Indiana history is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations in association with the Indiana Historical Society. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org. Support also comes from Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. With agents in every county in Indiana and only Indiana, we're part of your life. Insurance information available at 1-800-723-FARM.